This is CliffCentral.com.
It is just about 8 o'clock and we're going to check in with a new show that we're starting soon with Kali de Villiers and with Ntombi Ntombi, and we'll find out all about the show that they've got planned for us. South Africa's first and only wedding show on the internet. This is going to be terrific. It's called Wedding Central, and we're going to meet both of them in a second. I think this is probably the only time I could play this without being sarcastic. You know, sometimes we play wedding music, and it's usually when there's a story about a wedding that's gone horribly right or horribly wrong. And here this morning, we get to play it as the actual intro music for a new show. Weddings are big business. Welcome, ladies. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Nice to have you here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Ntombi, thank you, Kali. Very nice to see both of you.
Thank you.
And by the way, you're looking terrific this morning, which is always
nice and early.
Way better than us who wake up at 4. There we go, Mavs.
No, that was what I wanted to say immediately off the bat is, oh my gosh, they look gorgeous.
They do.
Well,
look,
and Ntombi is a makeup artist as well. So we did an early morning start together.
Well, listen, let's cut to the chase here on this thing. Yeah. Weddings are massive, massive business in South Africa. I think gazillions get spent every year by couples who are getting married. Mm. The venue, we were talking about it earlier when I mentioned that you guys are coming in. The venue, the flowers, the makeup, the dress, the food, the before parties, the after parties, the music, it's endless. Mm-hmm. And it's the one thing that no girl and most guys don't want to have turn out badly, so they throw money at it.
Yes, it's huge,
right?
It's massive. It's also people save for it. Do you know what I mean? And there's so many parties contributing in this day and age. It's big monies. 1, 2, 3, 400, half a million rand on one day, one 24-hour session that people are spending money on.
What is the cheapest wedding you've come across, and what's the most expensive wedding? Just give us an idea of range.
I don't. You know what? I do it per person attending, so I don't have like a full on budget. But per person attending, the cheapest one that I've done is about 1,650 rand per guest attending.
Yeah. Okay. So that's the cheapest. Let me just figure this out.
Okay, I had about a 40,000 rand budget.
But how many people?
Let's say it was only eight.
Yeah.
Shame. I really helped this lady. But
how many people?
It was 100 people and it was 40,000. And it was very cheap.
All right. So hang on. I'm trying to get an idea of scale here before you give your example. So Ntombi did one for 1,650 a person.
Right.
So if they had 100 people, it would still have cost them 165,000.
Yeah. And that's not even an extravagant wedding. That's like
basic. That's what you said.
Yeah,
the cheapest.
That's basic. That's people eating. That's people sitting at a table.
Did that include the dress and the hair and the makeup and
all,
the photography?
All inclusive. But literally, basics, guys. Yeah. Like bare minimum.
And the most expensive in Ntombi?
Most expensive I've done is
8,000 rand a head.
Yeah.
Okay, so if we had that same 100 people,
are we getting close to the million mark here?
800,000.
Yeah, pretty much. For the hundred, but you know,
it's never 100.
And that was for 100 people. That wedding was specifically for 100 people, so it wasn't like it was a.
I had an 8 million rand budget.
Though. Where are we finding
you
money?
You had an 8 million rand budget.
Oh, yeah. 20 people, but it was a vow renewal.
A vow renewal.
Yeah.
It's not even a wedding.
It was a vow renewal. A lot of people are spending money on vow renewals. So yeah. I don't know if it's.
And they gave you 8 million rand and said, we want to do this extravagant vow renewal.
Yeah.
Yes.
What did you do? Did you launch them into space?
You know, they had everything under the sun when it came to food. There was a lot of wastage, I must be honest. They accommodated all their guests as well. They transported them. There was helicopters. There was dancers and singers. It was.
How old were this couple renewing their vows?
They were about 40.
Sure. And they got married how much earlier than that?
It was about 18. It was an 18-year vow renewal.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's something else, huh?
Yeah. So we are finding vow renewals are becoming quite trendy as well. So
that's
it's quite interesting.
Phenomenal.
Okay. These are big numbers that you're throwing around here. How is the average South African affording their wedding? Are they getting into debt over their wedding, or do most people just save up for it and then they're okay?
Look, I've had a lot of instances where I've met with clients and I've said to them...
And the banker actually at the door of the... the banker
have
there
the
to
meeting
say,
at the bank.
So sorry, but we're not going to allow this to go ahead. Yeah.
But I've met with clients and we've spoken about costs, and I think people don't realize how much weddings actually cost. And I've said to clients, you know, honestly, you're not going to get something good. And I've had clients go away for a year and a half, 2 years, and come back and say, "Don't be, we've got the money. Let's now do the wedding." Yeah. People
would rather
save,
as opposed to going into debt.
That's clever.
They would rather.
We
save.
Advise that as well. You don't want to start your life off in debt.
Yeah, imagine
it's one day.
It's one day. That's what I never understand. So you spend, let's say it's R1 million on one day,
yep.
and it's beautiful and everything's fantastic, yep. and you have photographs to prove it, and it's the most wonderful thing, and it leads to a marriage that's, I don't know, 10 years.
Forever. We're selling fairy tales here forever.
Let's be generous. 15 years.
Right.
But having said that, we're knocking in terms of how much people spend. But if you go into the corporate environment when it comes to events,
right.
that's where there's big money.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of what we've also got to remember, it sounds like a lot of money out of somebody's individual pocket, but come corporates. From a flower and decor perspective, I could probably get away with charging 3 times more
yeah.
for a corporate as opposed to a wedding.
Yeah.
Sure.
So people will say, you know, weddings are a fortune and it's a big money, but it's actually, you're dealing with a person's individual pocket as opposed
yeah.
to a corporate budget. So, Don't knock too much.
Yeah, because saying to somebody that R100,000 is not a lot of money is not fair, because it is a lot of money.
It's just a lot of money.
For a wedding, it's not really a lot of money. So
I just want to talk about you a little bit, Ntombi.
Yes.
Ntombi is the owner of the Extravaganza Group, which consists of Extravaganza Wedding Planning, Extravaganza Express Decor, Bridal Makeup, and the Black Wedding DJ.
Yes.
Nice. Been in the wedding industry for almost 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
What got you into this?
I've always been one for events. So even at school, I was always part of, you know, matric dance committee, all of those kinds
uh-huh.
of things. So events have always been my thing. But for me, weddings, there's just a bigger payoff. Like on the actual day, there's nothing better than seeing the bride and the groom happy and in love and whatever. And that for me is where it ends. I don't see the marriage. I don't see what happens afterwards. For me,
they could go home and hate each
other.
Yeah,
for me, I end at the fairy tale. So for me, it's all about that. After that, no, I'm not so involved. So for me, that for me was more gratifying. And I've done corporates. I've worked at one of the big banks, and corporates just aren't for me. There's nothing there. There's nothing fulfilling there. But weddings, definitely hard work, the hardest job I've ever had in my life, but definitely a bigger payoff.
And how did you meet Kali?
I met her at the SA School of Weddings. She was doing a function at one of the venues that I was working at, and I was the venue coordinator there, so we were talking, and she's like, "Oh, I've just started the school," and I was like, "Oh, weddings, I really want to get into it." And I went to the SA School of Weddings, and that's how we met.
Tell me about the SA School of Weddings.
This is so interesting. I never knew such a thing
so
existed.
So many people see the SA School of Weddings, and they'll say, "Do you train people how to get married?" No, you know what it is we deal with a very practical... Thanks, Gareth.
This plays when you walk into the SA School of Weddings, this plays.
When you slip into one of their elevators,
right.
This is the elevator music.
We have an elevator now. I like it. It's actually a big factory, basically.
That's actually the best.
Okay.
Can we get that at the office today?
Yeah, we'll put it in the reception. The SA School of Weddings came about because at the end of the day, people need... It's a practical environment that we work in. So we have to train people how to make the cakes and the stationery and the flowers. And, you know, where do you learn that? You can't learn that in a book.
No.
And there was always, there's been correspondence courses and theoretical courses.
And let's be fair, most girls have kind of made it up. They've had to
yes.
call in their moms or their sisters or their aunts or
Somebody
whoever.
Who's done Absolutely. It before.
Right.
Been
and we have
before.
People from all walks of life. I mean, at the moment in Cape Town, we've got a lady that's an advocate.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to do weddings.
Wow.
Yeah.
So is it a course that you provide?
We have different courses. So we do flowers. You can do a flower course, or you could do a dedicated wedding cake course, or wedding planning, or stationery. So it's anything within the wedding industry, but it's all hands-on and practical. So they're physically making the cake and the flowers and doing the stationery.
Yeah. The issue is that people have no idea how much work it is to plan a wedding. Mm. And also, if you're spending that much money, you want to make sure that you're spending it in the right place. You know, you're actually pulling that
because
money as far as
you
can
really
go.
Don't want to feel like you've wasted money.
Yeah. Absolutely. How many weddings have we been to where, you know, you see that there's a lot of budget being spent, but then you're like, no, man, still
they're not utilizing
missing.
It to the full potential. Yeah.
And Kali, you've been in this 14 years.
Yes.
Aren't you tired of weddings?
Do I have to answer that?
You sometimes... I absolutely love weddings.
Let me ask you. Yeah, I'm going to ask both of you this, and I want you to be as honest as you can. When you see a certain couple, are you able to tell fairly quickly whether this is going to end up being, first of all, a good wedding?
Absolutely.
And second of all, if it's going to be a decent marriage or not.
Yes, you can tell it straight
away.
Yes,
you can tell.
Really?
What do you look for?
Yeah. I actually think I should have studied a bit of psychology as well, because you do end up being a little bit of the psychologist in the background. So but you can.
What do you look
tell
for?
I think a demanding bride. Yeah. Is your first telltale sign of how that marriage is going to go.
Otherwise known as a bridezilla. But also
we don't have bridezillas in Toowoomba.
There's no such thing, right?
No.
No such thing. But for me, how I tell is the communication. There's, you know, when you're sitting at your first meeting and your first consult with the client and, you know, she's taking over and she's like, oh, this is what we're going to do, or this is what I'm going to do and my wedding and that kind of talk. And there's nothing that they've discussed together. And, the groom's like, no, that's not what we spoke about. And those kinds of things will quite easily tell you that, I don't know.
And what about a situation where there's an overbearing mother-in-law who takes over?
You've seen some of those,
right? Do you know some suppliers don't even allow the mother-in-laws into meetings?
It's true.
Some put it on their websites that they will not have mother-in-laws. They only deal with the people getting married.
Yeah, I've had to print a contract at a venue and just show the mother-in-law and say, listen, you're unfortunately not my client. Would love to, but
a lot of the mothers are living their weddings through their kids, and that's quite a challenge because, and also from a supplier's perspective, you've got to listen to you've got to listen to both aspects, and then who's paying as well. So it's so difficult to actually manage that sometimes. But you've always got to look at what the couple are looking for.
And what about those instances where the groom has zero interest and he would rather the bride just take over? And
he's
just
all about.
He's like, I actually don't care. Just have her do everything.
He just
wants
the party and the sex afterwards.
Yeah, he's there for the good time. But I mean, that's changing, hey?
They're getting
a lot
more involved.
In the last 2-3 years, the grooms are at every meeting. They have a say. The colors aren't so front and center. There's not like flowers. They are part of the planning process. It's not like back in the day where it was like, give me a time and place and I'll be there.
Because you see, the couples are paying together. So, you know, it's got, and a lot of the money's coming from the groom's side. So he wants to say.
Is there any like secret book of wedding do's and don'ts? Because I've always thought like a wedding should not be a buffet. It should be seated, sit down dinner.
He's got very fixed ideas on changing clothes.
Have you been to a wedding where it's plated and you're still hungry?
I am not the age where I go to weddings yet.
None of my friends are married. You'll go through the cycle.
You'll be sick of them soon. I've been to some amazing weddings, and I've been to one or two that were, to be fair, very few of them end up being horrible, because you're usually around people that you know, and it's more the company than anything else, right? But during the course of all your experience in weddings and everything that you've done, have you figured out what it is that little girls, when they are first able to imagine, they start imagining their wedding day? And some of these things are realistic expectations, and you can make their dreams come true, and then it's really, for them, extraordinary. But sometimes they have an idea that just isn't practical or possible. What kinds of outrageous things have you been asked to organize for weddings?
I had a bride getting ready at the venue. Chapel was at the venue. Everything was on site. And then she said to me, yeah, but I want a helicopter. And I said, but where are you going?
No, I just, like, up and down.
Let me know. And she was just like, no, but I said, no, my doll, like, there's just no way. I said, let's do it for the engagement shoot or something else. And she's like, no, but she wants people to see her. Mm. And stuff. I was like, but everything is on site. Literally the room, she didn't even need a golf cart. You could literally walk there. I just, yeah.
I've had an owl fly the rings down the aisle. And I'm sure what? You know the owls in a black culture is very much a, yeah, it's a non, don't do that. People did have a slight.
Is there a trained owl that can do,
yeah,
this stuff?
Yeah, she wanted Shaman. She's actually, she's ended up being a very good friend of mine, so she's probably listening. But she wanted an eagle originally.
Oh, Jesus.
And we had literally tried every avenue to try and find a trained eagle to fly these rings down the aisle. And I ended up finding one in Cape Town. Yeah. And we had arranged for transportation and everything. She was getting married here in Joburg. Mm-hmm. And a month before the wedding, the bird died.
Oh,
yeah. So you kind of can't tell the bride, like, you know,
your eagle's dead.
but you always make a plan before you tell the bride, yeah, what the situation is. So yeah. I found it a spotted eagle owl, and it worked out fantastically. But I sat
and
at
did
the back
it all
of,
go well.
Yeah, but I sat at the back of the chapel. I was at the back, standing outside, and an owl breathes very heavy. So the people at the back of the chapel were actually like, "Shane's poor planner is like really out of breath," you know, because they could hear this breathing something at the back. And then all of a sudden, then they understood why I was breathing,
you know,
so loudly.
I would never have known that an owl breathes heavily. Otherwise, like, if you hadn't come in this morning to share that.
Yeah, can you imagine that? It's like, I really wanted an owl, but you know, heavy breathers.
Amazing.
And we've had Rottweilers walk down the aisle, and yeah, I had poop scoops waiting in the sidelines in case, and
you
then
have
if
to
he cocked
think
his leg.
Of everything.
No, absolutely. Yeah. And all he did the whole way through the ceremony was growl at the priest.
Oh my word. Yeah, I had a bride come in on an elephant as well, and it was a black wedding. And
An elephant.
And you know, black people, obviously, when they see the bride, they ululate. You can't ululate around an elephant.
No, bad idea.
So literally, we spent like half an hour briefing the people. I said, please, please, people, understand what there will be death if you ululate. Please. I was so afraid because even during the rehearsal, I was just like, you know what? Please, people, listen to what this man is saying. And I made sure that it was a white guy giving instructions. Please, guys.
Yeah.
This is not my brother.
Try explaining to the 76-year-old Gogo that she can't ululate
exactly.
at the wedding.
You know, I sat Gogo, next to please. Her. I was just like, please, Gogo, like, this is not, no, it's not that kind of party.
You wanted to ask something, Pashida.
I wanted to ask something because my husband and I, we're still planning our wedding. We're already married, but we're saving up to have our big white wedding.
Right.
We have ideas. He's very involved. He's a creative. So he's got a lot of creative ideas. So I'm very creative, but I'm trying to pull back because he's got a lot of creative ideas himself.
Okay.
So I'm thinking if we get the venue, everything will come together. But he's thinking, no, we must get your dress first.
Does he want to see the dress?
I don't know.
Well, you need to ask him this.
I need to ask him this because he wants to have a beach wedding. And I'm like, let's get a venue first. Then we'll take care of the dress.
No, I went to a beach wedding once. It's kind of a little...
It's uncomfortable.
Yeah, you get the sand.
Oh, it's my worst case.
And if the wind blows, it's a disaster.
Sometimes
you know?
the
I would rather not.
No.
Nope.
What's the most complicated venue you've had to deal
beach.
With?
Beach.
Anything and Cape Town as well because you've got
just generally Cape
generally
Town.
But I mean general Cape Town's got some amazing venues but they it's just the weather factor is quite a mission.
And what's the most magnificent looking venue in South Africa in your opinion? Like if you had an unlimited budget and I said to you, look, I just want the most beautiful place in South Africa to have this wedding.
Oh,
and you're obviously giving a, you know, one place an extraordinary spotlight here, but you can say two or three if you have more than one.
I think Tinswalo is a beautiful venue in Cape Town. It's beautiful. Here in Johannesburg. We've got so many different
We've got one or two nice mind dumps, don't we?
You see, we predominantly deal with Johannesburg.
Can we have a mind dump with a couple of braziers and
yeah,
some old
just
Ford Cortinas?
Yeah, just throw a tent in there. We'll be fine.
And tell me, where have you worked? That's your...
For me, I think Joburg lacks in stunning, stunning venues.
Yeah.
I think we need to put a lot of work in to get to the wow factor.
Yeah.
And a lot of the time you have to paint the picture for the client to be, oh, we're going to add this and add this. But White Light is gorgeous.
White Light is a gorgeous venue.
It's beautiful. It's new, 2 years old now?
Yeah.
Where is that?
It's out in Nanseria.
Everything's out there, right?
Yeah, right, it's like wedding capital out there. Yeah. So yeah, I think that's pretty gorgeous, and it's small.
Mm.
Yeah, so I think that's a top runner.
Yeah,
I mean there's amazing venues in Johannesburg. We struggle with the fact that the venues dictate what the style of the wedding is.
Mm.
Mm. Whereas Cape Town is very much a blank canvas, and you can pretty much do what you want, bring in your own caterer. So for that sense, I enjoy the Cape Town weddings, but Johannesburg we're very much stuck in this is what. Mm. Cape Town or Joburg has to offer.
I've heard some horror stories about some of the things that go wrong at weddings, and I wonder how involved you guys get. I went to a wedding where the groom was found passed out on the bathroom floor by the end of the night.
I try to forget about
it. Do you guys get involved in that at all, or do you leave it up to the family and say, handle your business?
There's only so much we can get involved in.
He drank himself into a blackout state, this guy. Passed out on the bathroom floor.
He was trying to escape that wedding.
I wonder how long they stayed married.
I've had a situation where there's two venues at one wedding. Two weddings at one wedding venue, and the bride and both brides knew each other, and they both lived in the same area.
Oh,
so they competed against each other. They had the same. The bride knew that this cake was coming from this supplier. The other bride went with the same a bigger cake, but then on the day of the wedding, the guests knew about this competing wedding. Mm-hmm. They went and trashed one of the bridal suites, but it ended up being the guests from that bride's wedding ended up trashing their own bride's bridal suite. It was like bridal wars 101.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a story.
I've had families fight at the end of the night. There was this family, you could see from the get-go, it was quite a small wedding, but you could see from the get-go there was no talking. Like cocktail hour was the quietest I've ever seen, and there was alcohol and people were not talking.
Alcohol is your biggest problem.
Yeah, and then you know someone said something in one of the speeches and like gone down, best man down, and then it was just
they started hitting each other.
Yeah, no, it was a fist fight. Dresses were torn. Like the bride and the groom went home in separate cars. It was a mess.
Oh my God, it was
a mess. But stuff like that, you can't really help. Like that's your fam, bro. Like if the food is late or the decor or like there, I'm in. But I mean, your family.
Don't be. That's why all these shows about weddings people love so much.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, you want to watch a really beautiful wedding and you want to see everything go beautifully, but you actually deep down want to see a total disaster.
Exactly.
Because then you go, well, mine was better than that.
And a lot of the reality shows don't show that. They show the pretty side of things. So that's why with this show, we're going to bring the good, bad, and the ugly.
I can't wait. This is going to be amazing.
And in terms of, I just want to thank Wedding Expo because they've sponsored our show. And
excellent.
I mean, it is the first one like it of its kind. And we're really, really grateful for them to be sponsoring our show.
Well, this is going to be a one-stop shop basically for anyone who is interested in, who wants to know about, who's curious about, who wants to be entertained by and has some kind of intrigue or interest in weddings. Mm-hmm. I mean, even if you're not, this discussion is probably my favorite one this week so far because there's so much we can talk about with this. I had a friend. We have a group of friends on WhatsApp. Who doesn't these days? and I thought that this guy was pretty cool. Like he was, you know, confident and happy and had his shit together. And on the occasion of a wedding of another member of the group, which he wasn't at, someone put up the comment, "Oh, wow, guys, thanks to the couple who got married the night before. Thanks for an amazing wedding. Hashtag best wedding ever."
Oh.
Uh-oh.
This guy left the group in a temper.
Oh my God.
Because his wasn't the best wedding.
Oh,
this is an adult, sensible human being. I was kind of surprised.
Yeah.
This is how seriously people take this stuff.
And that's where we also have to deal with it day in and day out. One bride is trying to outdo the other.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I have quite a few brides will come back to, or friends will come and
we're
do
gonna
the wedding.
Do it again.
I am getting to that stage after all these years, but let's not go there. But we'll have friends come to us to do their decor and their styling, and they want to do one step better than what their friends had, because remember
brides who take pictures at the weddings they're at,
yes,
and then bring them to you and go, okay, we must be bigger than
this,
better than
exactly
that.
I've had brides come to me with the exact picture that she's been at a wedding and say, I want her wedding, and I'm like, but you're friends, why would you want the same wedding?
Really?
Yeah. And we said, no, we're not prepared to do that. We'll do something similar but please, I'm not copy and pasting the same wedding over and over.
Something happens to women. Like, they are rational
before their lives. Yeah.
And then they get engaged. And I don't know.
Until we have you changed it. Because you're engaged.
No. I hope not. You let me know.
I will let you know.
Congrats, you're engaged.
Thank you. Not engaged, married traditionally. But it's something, there's a switch or a wire that goes loose or something. And like, they lose all, I don't know, right? Like, it's hard. I don't know what happens. But for the next 18 months, it's like, yeesh.
This is so great.
Yeah.
I am very excited about this show. It's going to be Wedding Central here on cliffcentral.com with Ntombi Nhlapo and Kali de Villiers. It's going to be amazing.
Fabulous. And we'll also be at the Wedding Expo in Cape Town this weekend.
Oh, excellent. People can come and say hello.
At the CTICC. Mm-hmm. You know, and we've also got a competition running. So they can come and take a selfie with the...
What's the competition?
So what we're going to do is you got to come and take a selfie with the Cliff Central selfie station. Mm-hmm. And you got to hashtag a Wedding Central and... CliffCentral.com.
Yeah, right.
We've got to get used to this, okay. Garrett.
Right. Don't worry.
And you could stand a chance of winning a bouquet and a decor styling consult from the SA School of Weddings. Amazing. And then also there's another one for an engaged couple coming to who would like to be at the Wedding Expo this weekend. We've got two tickets. So for now, if you've been listening and you are in Cape Town, please hashtag CliffCentral.com and Wedding Central, and you could stand a chance to win two tickets to the Wedding Expo this weekend, Saturday and Sunday.
Yes, and at the station, Carly's going to be asking all the brides about how they got engaged and short interviews. So please come by. And
that'll
give
be
us.
Part of our next podcast. We want to know interesting stories about your engagement.
It's going to be awesome.
I'm very curious to know, how much do bouquets cost? Because I thought you just ordered from the florist.
Oh, really?
No.
I told you, he doesn't know much about weddings.
You haven't been through the cycle yet. obvious, yeah.
Listen, some of these couples, some of the brides, they want a certain color of flower that doesn't grow except in the nighttime in Burma.
And you have to import it and
but
cut it and treat it.
Throwing it and giving it to somebody else.
No, these days we do too, hey? There's one that they keep and then there's like a smaller, cheaper one that they
sell. So how much am I looking at?
I kid you not.
There's a smaller, cheaper one you throw.
Yes. You know
to those other bitches who're not married.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Have you seen the size of those bouquets? You'll knock them out if you're going to throw the real one, you know?
Wow, flowers, huh? That's an expensive business.
Yeah, you know what? We're dealing with a market where the whole of Africa is buying our flowers on our auction in Johannesburg. So like, Angola, the whole of Angola, their flowers are coming from here. They've got dollars. So we're now playing with the exchange rate. So that's why we're spending so much. That's why flowers.
So South African girls, get ready for a couple of blades of kikuyu grass. It's going to be your bouquet.
Think out the box.
Beautiful. Yeah. Like some cosmos from the side of the road.
We've done silly things like that. I had to pick up leaves once. She wanted to throw dried leaves. And then one day I had to go to a park. And this poor old woman said to me, "Are you doing community service?" I'm like, "No, actually, I'm just picking up leaves for throwing petals at a wedding."
I've seen leaves. I've seen confetti, obviously. I've seen glitter. I've seen...
Real glitter.
That's a mess.
I think
mess.
So. Like, I don't know, like big...
That was a mess.
Big pieces of glitter.
Oh, big. Okay,
then,
cool.
Then I've seen butterflies.
Have you done?
Yeah, they're releasing
they live?
No, they hardly ever make it.
Because they freeze them before they release them.
Yeah.
And you have
to thaw them out, and some of them just
and it's a mission
out,
because you've got to freeze them and defrost them in time.
Oh, that's a mess. Yeah.
What else?
For confetti.
Dried leaves, you said?
Petals. We've had popcorn. Fruit Loops. But you've also got to make sure the popcorn and the Fruit Loops are fresh because people still, they want to eat them.
Yeah.
Why would you want to throw Fruit Loops at each other? I don't know. But
Fruit Loops. Wow. All right.
There's all sorts. It's going to be a fun show.
This is going to be one hell of a show. All right. Don't miss it. We'll give you all the information on cliffcentral.com. If you want to find out how to enter those competitions, it'll be up there as well. Thank you very much, Kali. Thank you, Dobby.
Thanks so much for having us.
So much
we
for
will
having
see
it.
You guys
very excited.
Soon. Okay. There we go. Let's. Here's your new theme music.
This is cliffcentral.com.